Big news you won't like but can't miss. The Monica Perez Show starts and ends now. This is Monica Perez waking Atlanta up to the true threats to our liberty until 5:30 p.m. today, right here on 95.5 WSB. So if you follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, you probably know this is the last Monica Perez Show on WSB, but we're going to go out with some style. First of all, please make sure that you follow me on Facebook, Monica Perez Show there, or on Twitter at Monica Perez Show, so we can keep in touch. I have been on the weekends on WSB for 8.5 years, bringing truth, liberty, and justice to Atlanta. It has been a great run. I'm sorry to say goodbye, but it is not all bad because my producer here, Binkley, and I, a few months ago, started a fantastic podcast. It's a daily show. It's just like a radio show, but without all the commercials every single day, which you can get at thepropreport.com. And there is, we just put up, because I have, you never know what's going to happen. You can follow me on Facebook, you can follow me on Twitter, but when the truth gets real, sometimes people get deplatformed. It actually happened to me on WordPress already. So I want to make sure I can reach out to everybody. I kind of think of it like if you get a good hairdresser, you make sure you get each other's numbers in case they disappear so that you can always find each other. And you're not going to get any references. So go to thepropreport.com/email and you can sign up for email. I'll send you maybe a newsletter once a week with our podcasts in it. But mostly it'll be there in case we need to communicate to each other. If something happens and Twitter goes down or Facebook or whatever, we can get in touch. And also, I wanted to still be able to have interaction with the audience. I love the podcast. I love kind of being able to analyze the news every day, rapid fire. But the one thing about live radio that's so special is that you get calls, you get interaction, you hear from people. So I really do want to hear from people. I want to continue to hear from people. Maybe we can even put some live stuff. You know, Binkley, can we try to get like live interaction on the podcast? Can we move in that direction? Can we try to kind of make up for some of the one thing that's really lost?
We can give it a shot.
All right. So how are you doing, Binkley? You getting ready for the new, a door closes and a door opens.
I'm good. I'm tired of wearing this hazmat suit everywhere I go, but I'm feeling good.
Well, that is, that's the nature of today's news. But first of all, hey, you know what? We do have some people called. So I kind of told people on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, and we got a few kind of goodbye calls. So whatever one's first in the queue, let's hear it.
Hi, Monica and Binkley. I'm sorry to hear that the Monica Perez Show is going off. I've been listening to it for ever since you guys came on, and it's always entertaining and interesting. I'll continue to listen to the podcast, and best of luck in the future, and hope to see you guys blow up big time.
That sounds bad, but I think you meant it well. Actually, our podcast is blowing up, mostly because I think of the coronavirus coverage that we've been doing lately. Every once in a while, there'll be a big story that really doesn't get completely uncovered in the mainstream media. It's just kind of too hot to handle. And we have blown that story, blown the cover off of that story at thepropreport.com if you want to check out our podcast, or at Propaganda Report on your podcasting feeds. But yeah, I do think that that's why people are just getting hooked, because they want to hear the real news behind the news. And we're bringing that for sure. So this is my last show, and I thought about what is the one thing that if I had a bumper sticker or a tattoo, neither of which I have, what would it say? And what I have to say definitely would not fit on either of those things, but it will fit on a 1 minute, like, this is it. This is the culmination of all of my kind of what I think the most important thing is. And what it is, so I go deep, right? I get to the deeper truth. You think the coronavirus is just what you're reading on the front pages of the news. There's a deeper truth to that, which you can find out listening to the podcast, but you might not really say, when you think of maybe there are people at the top, they conspire to manipulate the news or events for their own advantage. Now, that's what I think. And a lot of people don't think that. They think what happens at the top is fully vetted on Fox News and we vote accordingly. You know, I think that's kind of crazy, but that's what people think. But it doesn't matter which way you think, as long as you realize that the Bill of Rights, your rights and protections, if you defend those, it doesn't matter what you think about the news. So they're telling you news and they're saying, and this is why we have to take away the Fourth Amendment. And this is why we have to, I mean, it might get to the point where they take away the Third Amendment and start having people in your house, you know, like it's really messed up what they will do when people are scared of a disease or of terrorists or of drug dealers or whatever. When you start getting afraid, you'll notice if the news has fear stuff in it, there'll be solutions that are presented that almost always involve reducing your rights. So all I would say is you don't have to believe my analysis, and you may or may not believe the actual news. But just remember, it's very short-term thinking to give away your rights and protections because of some black swan event or some one-time thing that happens to be well-suited, a crisis well-suited to an agenda item. So I would say just defend the Bill of Rights to the end. And that, I mean, you really don't need to know for sure what's propaganda and what's pure unbiased facts in the news. Just make sure you know what your rights are and defend them. So Binkley, if you had one, you know, a bumper sticker, a tattoo, or a sentence or a paragraph of like what you think is the kind of greatest takeaway from your being in the news and thinking about it all the time, what would it be?
I would echo a pretty well-known quote that goes, "The first casualty of war is the truth," and say that there is a coordinated effort to suppress the truth from the American people going on right now, nationwide, even worldwide, I would say, and that you can fight back and you must fight back and you must use your most powerful weapons in your arsenal, which is a critical mind and a willingness to question even those who have gained your absolute trust. Especially if they are powerful influencers. Question, question, use your critical mind. They are trying to divide you from other citizens. Unite with them. Speak with people offline, off of social media. Get to the truth and live free.
Well, if they can't withstand scrutiny, then maybe they don't really deserve your trust. But if you want to hear actual analysis of the news, if you really do want to know what the truth of it is, you should check out our podcast that we do together every single day at thepropreport.com or at Propaganda Report on your podcast, your favorite podcast. Let's hear another goodbye message.
Monica, I'm driven to call you. To WSB, I have been a listener for years, and you're the only person I listen to on Saturdays and your drive-by. Shame on WSB, because the libertarian voice is not heard in very many corners. Love ya. I will miss you, but not for long. I'm sure you'll find another place. I hope Binkley follows you around.
He does. We're together. We're co-hosts on the Prop Report. And I have to say, I have had a great run here at WSB. I have to say, there are so many people have made my experience here nothing but pleasant, really. Shaney B, who everybody loves, Crystal, Rachel, Alicia. I mean, really so many people, even from the very beginning. If I can't just name them all, I don't have any time, you know, enough time. But I have to give a shout out to Pete Spriggs, who is the departing program director of WSB, because he did give me a shot. I had absolutely no experience. He gave me enough rope to hang myself, which I'm guessing I actually did. And he taught me everything that I was actually capable of absorbing about being a radio host. It's really not in my nature to kind of be out there in the world as as someone entertaining or exhibitionist, whatever. I'm a talker, but it's not the same. So he did do his very best, and I appreciate that. And I really have had a great run. So that's good. But let's hear one more testimonial if we have a minute.
Hey, Monica and Brad. This is Mateo. I just wanted to thank you guys for all the years of awesome shows you guys have done and all the great information that you guys provide. You guys are by far my favorite podcast/radio show, and I think WSB is making a big mistake letting you guys go.
So he's a huge tweep of ours, and
yeah,
I've never
beginning.
Heard his voice because he doesn't call because he's not local. We have actually nationwide following, which is kind of fun. So, but he's right, Binkley. You really have brought so much really great eye-popping research from the bowels of the internet. You did make quite a headway in converting my experience on the air from being like basically having stage fright every single solitary Saturday for 8.5 years. Still a little scary, but at least it started to be fun when you joined the team.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm forever grateful for the opportunity that you gave me to join the team, and I would say that your stage fright is completely unnoticeable to an outside eye.
It's kind of weird, right? People always say that, and it reminded me of when I first started, I mean, like, before I ever even talked into a mic, Pete Sprague said to me, it's like riding a motorcycle. You have to look at your gears and stuff, but really just stay steady, stay going forward, keep your hand on the throttle. And I had an experience learning how to ride a motorcycle with my father. He, like, taught me a little bit in a parking lot, and he says, let's go on the highway. So I was like, what? He jumps on the back and he's like, just gun it. I was like, bah, bah. So I did. I'm on the highway. The first time I was ever on a motorcycle going like 60 miles an hour with my father on the back. And I was like, hey, Dad, you know, I'm thinking to myself, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. Everybody dies if you panic. So I was like, Dad, let's just pull over now. And he's like, okay, yeah, just downshift, whatever. And I pull over. I was like, and so I said, so like this all went through my mind. I said to Pete, I said, so if I panic, everybody dies? He said, yes, exactly. I was like, oh my God. So that's how I started. And Krista DiBiase kind of showed up with a bag full of Heineken, and she was like, you know, if it gets bad, have one of these. But I never did. I would never do that. And here I am, 8.5 years later. I did not have to resort to that.
That might be pretty interesting too, though.
Well, you know, on a podcast, you can do anything. So the people can maybe we'll offer that on thepropreport.com. A little
Wait, post. Where was that?
Thepropreport.com.
Oh, thepropreport.com.
Or Propaganda Report on your podcasting feed. All right, let's take a break, then we'll wrap it up after this.
Monica Perez.
Evil does seek to maintain power by suppressing the truth.
On 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
In case you're just joining us, you're not going to like it. This is the last Monica Perez show on WSB, and it's only on for another 2 minutes. So let's get to it. I don't want you to despair, though. My producer, Binkley, and I co-host a podcast at thepropreport.com. You can find it at Propaganda Report on any podcasting feed. It's every single day. It's a 30-minute radio show. The news of the day from a perspective of truth, liberty, and justice. Really, you're not going to want to miss it. I've many times had people say, I've listened once and I'm totally hooked, and our numbers show it. So this isn't the end of the world, but we've got a lot of listener testimonials. People called in, so let's hear one.
RIP, the Monica Perez Show. Your listeners are surely sad to see you go. Heads up, I say, on to bigger and better things. All the hardcore fans are excited to see what the future brings. This may be a sad day indeed, so go to thepropreport.com and show Monica and Binkley that their voices we need. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. On to bigger and better things.
Thank you so much. I recognize that voice. That is a caller, Brandon, who's also a tweep. And that is actually the thing I will miss, is that we used to get calls from people all walks of life. I mean, everybody would call this show, from young, old, black, white, rich, poor, highly educated, uneducated. I mean, I had a Yale guy call on one of my last shows and one of my first shows. The guy was telling me how, I know it sounds redneck, but everybody should know how to shoot and skin a squirrel. And I will tell you, as the years have gone on, I'm like, you know what? He's probably right. Because there are a lot of squirrels out there, and the chips might go down. All right, let's have one parting testimonial, and then I'll tell you how to find us in the future.
Hello, this is your mom, and I wanted to call and tell you that I'm going to miss seeing you, hearing you every week, and it was like a personal visit every week. And I hope you have a great, great life. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mom. I really do expect to see you again. I will personally visit you in reality.
You'll see your mom.
This will open up my weekends. I can actually visit you, Mom. I love you. She's a very loyal listener. So anyway, now we have to buy her like a little iPad or something so she can listen to the Propaganda Report. But y'all can listen to it already if you go to thepropreport.com or Propaganda Report on any of your podcast feeds. Thank you so much. Thank you, Binkley.
Thank you, Monica. I'll see you at thepropreport.com.
That's right. It's been a pleasure. This is Monica Perez signing off.